With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Snow and bitter cold is forecast for much of the Northeast, including Washington.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
It's going to be, the central Appalachians, the mid-Atlantic, and up into New England as we go into the day on Sunday and through Sunday night. And we are going to be looking at areas west of the I-95 corridor from Washington, D.C., through New York City and up towards Boston. The areas north and west of these locations are going to be looking at as much as 6 inches of snowfall.
But Orison says the Arctic air coming from Canada is expected to be some of the coldest air of the season for much of the central and eastern United States, with temperatures below zero. I'm Donna Warder.
Also at SRNnews.com, CNN has lost a major defamation case in Florida.
A jury in Panama City, Florida, found that CNN defamed a U.S. Navy veteran in a 2021 story about people paid to rescue endangered Afghans following the Taliban takeover of the country. The jury reached the verdict following more than 8 hours of deliberation in a trial that took less than 2 weeks. The jury awarded $5 million in damages to Zachary Young, who blamed CNN for destroying his business by mentioning him in a story about a black market of smuggling Afghans out for high fees. Next, jurors will be asked whether CNN will be on the hook for punitive damages. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Donald Trump returning to Washington to kick off days of pageantry to herald his second inauguration as president. Trump will leave his Florida home later today and fly to the nation's capital, attending an evening reception and fireworks show at Trump National Golf Club in Sterling, Virginia. Sunday, Trump is scheduled to participate in a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery before heading to a rally at Capital One Arena in Washington. On Monday, he'll be sworn in inside the U.S. Capitol because of the cold weather. This is SRN News. Latest numbers on persecution of Christians are quite disturbing. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Open Doors U.S. has produced its annual report, and it concludes that more than 380 million believers suffer high levels of persecution for their faith, and tens of millions more see their religious freedom restricted in lesser ways. That means one in seven Christians around the globe is persecuted, including one in five in Africa and two in five in Asia. Muslim radicals, the primary culprits, though India has a problem with radical Hindus, and communism is a problem elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering whether a legislative committee's rejection of an agency rule that would ban the practice of, quote, conversion therapy for gay people was unconstitutional. The challenge comes amid the national battle over the LGBT agenda. It's also a part of an effort by the Democratic governor to frustrate the efforts of the GOP-controlled legislature. This is SRN News. Even before being sworn in as president, Donald Trump is causing big changes at the FBI. Bob Agnew has more.
The FBI has confirmed reports that in December it closed down its diversity, equity, and inclusion offices in anticipation of new policies under incoming President Trump. The federal government and businesses have been under growing pressure from conservatives to root out DEI policies critics say can lead to poor performance. DEI critics have grown more vocal since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down affirmative action in college admissions in 2023. Bob Agner reporting.
TikTok says it will have to, quote, go dark this weekend unless the outgoing Biden administration assures the company it won't enforce a shutdown after the Supreme Court unanimously upheld the federal law banning the app unless it's sold by its China-based parent company, ByteDance. TikTok has some 170 million users in this country. More news online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.